I'm afraid I may sound foolish, or maybe insane. I'm going to share some therapy session notes that I found on my laptop. Session notes I have no memory of writing. I'll anonymize the contents, of course, and normally I would never violate confidentiality this way. But I'm truly scared now, and I just want this out there in case anything should happen. Note that these are my very rough draft of notes, the kind I type down really quickly in the short 10 minutes I have between sessions, for me to edit later, before I upload them onto the secured system. They also contain some of my own random thoughts. I have tried to flesh them out so they make sense and explain some terms used. I'm not really in the mood to do a proper note, so do pardon me. Some context. I do allow anonymous online counseling. Most people choose the calls or text counseling versions, but this client had chosen to use video counseling while being anonymous. Anonymous as he could be, when I could see his face, that is. Anonymous clients are a huge debate in psychology ethics, but my stance is that people deserve help, even or especially those who fear to reveal their identities. Anyway, here it goes. 6 June 2020, 10 a.m. Session 1 with EW. Observations, well groomed, good hygiene, oriented to place, time, date, etc. Subdued, anxious of faith, dark eye circles, pale complexion, soft spoken. Client seeking individual counseling for couples difficulties. Partner unavailable to join therapy. Discussed confidentiality issues and conducted psychoeducation on how therapy works. Presenting issues. Client feels powerless and helpless in relationship. Unwilling to define relationship with partner. Like in a relationship to family mixed with employee-boss dynamics. Client wishes to end relationship. Partner unwilling. Client feels for his safety. Background. Client in relationship since 2009. Client devoted and fully committed for the first 6 years. Then partner demanded that the client sacrifice something important to the client. Unwilling to share what it was yet. Client eventually obligated, but relationship soured since then. Client is completely dependent on partner for living, shelter, finance, food, etc. Feelings of hopelessness, emptiness, self-hatred, and low moods. But client had tried before, negotiating with partner, but partner unwilling to compromise or talk through issues, tried to leave, faced consequences, unwilling to share what these were, tried to kill himself 3 years ago, unsuccessful as not possible, unwilling to elaborate, reason for seeking help now, unable to go on living this way. After years of pleading, partner had recently relented, allowing him to seek help and offered to pay for counseling. However, partner was unwilling to join. Risk assessment conducted. Frequent doubts of ending existence since 2015. No current intention or plan due to belief that it would not work. Intention rated 0. Intensity of thoughts rated 8. Adamant that risk assessment was unnecessary, yet there was no way he could end his life. Intervention. Conducted psychoeducation on importance of openness and willingness to share for effectiveness of therapy. Explored reasons and fears for not sharing more details. Client shared that he was fearful of partner. Suggested emergency hotlines, shelters, and domestic abuse services for client to reach out to. Client rejected. Attempt to identify client's identity and location. Unable to do so. Homework. Identity therapy goals. Additional notes. Client extremely nervous whenever asked to share more information. highly reticent. 13 June 2020, 10 a.m. Session 2 with DW observations. Well groomed, good hygiene, oriented to place, time, date, etc. Subdued, anxious affect, dark eye circles, pale complexion, soft spoken, red mark on neck. Check in. Client shared that his partner had been markedly more tense and irritable in the past week. Client attributed this to partner's discomfort with client speaking about relationship to others. Client shared that the red mark on his neck was due to a fall. Client had not conducted any of the services suggested in the past session. Therapy goals. Client shared that his long-term goal was to be safely free of the relationship. His midterm goal was to overcome his fear and sense of helplessness to be able to achieve his long-term goal. Set the following short-term goals. Uncover underlying core fears. Examine beliefs of helplessness and evidence for and against these beliefs. Client prioritized identifying fears as goal to work on first. Use downward arrow, therapeutic technique that uses Socratic questioning to attempt to uncover underlying reasons. Identify the following core fears: death, pain, loss of identity, lack of control, helplessness, powerlessness, worthlessness, abandonment. Attempt but unable to complete fear cycle exercise. This exercise where one explores the negative cycles of client's core fears, client's reactions, core fears of partners activated, partner's reactions, as client was unwilling to discuss reactions of himself or partner, highlighted client's intense fear of partner and how it was related to his belief that this partner has full control over client's life. Attempt to discuss the validity and accuracy of the belief, but unsuccessful as client insisted that partner has full control. Client was unwilling to examine evidence for and against the belief. Homework. Read article given on importance of being open in therapy. 20 June 2020, 10 a.m. Session 3 with DW observations. Same as previous. Red mark on neck gone. Client unwilling to share more about his situation, despite multiple approaches. Use motivational interviewing, unsuccessful. Shared with client that therapy cannot be effective without openness or essential information offered. Client identified the core belief of powerlessness as the key belief that he wanted to address. Discussed evidence for and against his belief of I am powerless, but unable to complete as client unwilling to share much information. Highlighted to client the cognitive distortions, unhelpful thinking patterns he was displaying, especially with black and white or all or nothing thinking. Client insists that belief was 100% accurate. Homework. To examine and list down the evidence client has that is for and against his belief of I am powerless. Client need not share what he wrote with me. 25 July 2020, 10 a.m. Session 8 with DW observations. Same as previous. Client's eyes are bloodshot. He is paler than before. Discuss termination of therapy due to the lack of progress and my inability to help him. Discuss ethics about how psychologists need to refer clients on should therapy be unhelpful for client after multiple sessions. Highlighted that client is still desperately needs support. Suggested alternative services and psychologists. Discussed fit of therapist with client. Client shared that he was willing to share more information, but that there would be consequences. Client was unconvinced by reassurance of confidentiality. Client sharing. client believes he is in a relationship with a demon. He had devoted himself to worship this particular demon in 2009, after obtaining help from demon. Note, delusion is strong, deeply entrenched. According to the client, demon made him sacrifice his wife in 2015 in a ritual. Client had continued to serve the demon, but was resentful and bitter even since. Demon was ungrateful and cruel. Client attempted to kill himself, but he found that the act of sacrificing his wife in ritual had bound his life to the demons, and he could not kill himself. Attempt to explore different inaccuracies, issues with client's story. This is usually done in a gentle manner, posited as innocent questions of curiosity, not as direct challenges to client's beliefs. Explored how client killed himself and survived, if others have seen the demon, if he had pictures of the demon to share, etc. Client shared that he had hung himself, jumped from a building, and sliced his neck, but each time woke up recovered and alive. There were no pictures as he was unable to appear on photographs. Only he could see the demon, as only he was worthy. Client shared that he was currently residing in the demon's realm and felt isolated from others. Attempt to highlight false nature of delusion by asking client about how he had Wi-Fi and his ability to have online video counseling in this place. Client believes that the demon had provided him with a connection to this plane and allowed him to access my screen. Checked on client's IP address on the online counseling platform to discuss with client how he could have an IP address if the connection was facilitated by the demon. Found out there were no activity detected on the platform. To check with platform's tech team, likely client uses a hacker technology that allows the invisible activity. Client requests a change of therapy goals. After reflecting on his situation over the past weeks, he wished to accept his situation and attempt to live a full life as much as possible. Shared with client about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT. Note, work on helping client manage his delusions and hallucinations while using ACT sessions to keep him engaged. Check in to assess if wife's murder is part of delusion. Client requested that the next few sessions be undocumented. He was adamant about it, threatened to quit therapy otherwise, came to verbal contact to not note down future sessions. After outlining pitfalls and ethical issues of not keeping session notes, 19 December 2020, session 29. Client requested to wrap up therapy and shared that the ACT and couples therapy session had helped him to get a good place with his partner. Delusion is so deep. I'm starting to wonder if it's true. He reported that the demon and him have established new, more acceptable relationship rules. Client shared that his partner would be erasing my memories of these sessions. He reported that the demon had been kneeing on my dead instead, but client had managed to pursue the demon otherwise. I don't know what to feel. Ended off session after discussing therapy closure and future steps. Complete failure in budging client from delusion. Unable to look at client's IP addresses still. Client shared that we'll recontact if needed in future, and in that case, the demon would bring back my memories. Client said that he hoped he would not need my services again. Made a joke that he may not be able to stop the demon from killing me next time. Additional notes. Client's unwavering belief in his delusion is starting to convince even me. Maybe it's true, who knows. My head is starting to drop. My thoughts are getting all foggy. Okay, now this headache is getting excruciating. That was the end of the session notes I found in the folder. I hadn't even looked in that folder in a while, since I started using the draft function of my online secured system to dive in my draft notes. At the start of this year, I had only looked in it as part of my yearly housekeeping that I do for my notes before I delete the non-finalized ones. I have no memory of typing the notes, but the shorthands I use, which I fleshed out to help your understanding, and the style of writing was completely mine. It gave me chills, but I couldn't accept it. I convinced myself that some colleague was playing a prank on me. How they hacked into my laptop, I don't know. The file on my laptop are all secured with a really complicated password. When I had first read these notes last week, I had tried to think back to the days mentioned, all those Saturday mornings. I couldn't, for the life of me, remember what I have been doing on those days, but I figured it was just typical forgetfulness. I had put it aside after repeatedly reassuring myself that it was just a prank. But today, I saw an appointment request for an in-person therapy session. The initials used to register for the appointment was DW. It was supposedly a returning client. I wouldn't have been too alarmed, but my head is just starting to drop, and pieces of my memories of what went into these decisions are starting to crystallize in my mind. I don't know. Maybe my reading of decision notes is leading to my imagination acting up, planting the false memories. And what really brought fear to my heart was this short message appended to DW's appointment request. My partner will be joining us in therapy.